Boker Tov, everyone. We're on the bottom of page 130. Moving on to 131. Starting Simon Kuf Samaches. A very, very rich Simon. We're going to get to the Dinam of Pasav and Kisin later on and see Vav. Before we get to them, we get to the Dinam over here. Alach al Ezim in Pasav of Archim. That is, really, we have to make, as we said before, every bite of food that we make requires a bracha. Now, in Simon Reishid Aleph, we get all the dinam of Kadima and Bracha, so you have multiple foods, which food to make the Bracha on, which Brachas come first, that's in Simon Reishid Aleph. Over here, we're talking about in terms of Birkas Hamotzi. When you have different types of breads on the table, which bread to make a Bracha on, what's the best way to make the Bracha? Why, who cares? As we said before, the one that you're going to make a bracha on, you want it to be the most chashuv, because that's going to be the best bracha. As Mr. Burra brings down over here, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Okay, Hidr Mitzvah is a little funny lushin over here. We're not dealing with mitzvah over here. We're hearing about it's like a Hidr Bracha. It's a better bracha over here if you make the bracha on the right bread that you're going to be eating. Okay, so the question is, how do we decide what is the right bread to make hamotzi on when you're dealing with different types of breads that are on the table? So if we skip away, the Mishnah Berurah gives the klal at the end. Let's just go through the klal right now. The Mishnah Berurah is much later on. Katan Tezvav. If you go into Kisiv Katan Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah gives you the order of how you decide what goes first. The end of Sikatan Tezvav is Zeh Klal Misiv Himeil. This is the cloud that we're going to learn inside in all these seifim. Malas shiva saminim karon lakol. First, you go after shiva saminim. Not all bread comes from shiva saminim. Okay, oat. Okay, rye. All these types of bread, they're not shiva saminim. Only chita and saora. Those are shiva saminim. That's the first thing that you look at when you're choosing a bread. Ve'acharav malas hasholi. The next greatest milo is a whole bread. A whole bread versus a piece of bread. That's the second greatest milo. The acher of malas anaki. If you have two breads that are shivas aminim, you go after one that is so and so cleaner bread. Okay, it's more white. Okay, it's been cleansed. It's better. It's white bread versus, let's say, whole wheat bread. That's the next mile. The acharav malas agodol. The last mile over here is malas agodol. If you have two pieces of bread, the bigger one is more chashuv than the smaller one. So those are the four different levels over here. We'll soon see Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel throws in a couple of other things to take into consideration. But let's see these dinim inside the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber over Simen Kuf Samaches. Sivalf. Hayu lefan of chaticho shel pas upas sholim akol miminecha. If you have front of you, you have pieces of bread. Any of whole bread. Everything is from the same min. It's all wheat. It's all spelt. It's all rye. Okay, mivarech al shalim. In this case, you're going to pick the shalim. The shalim, if you have two of the same types of bread, you make the bracha and the shalim. Now, one thing, a couple of things very important in terms of shalim is the following. Number one, even though sometimes you're missing a little piece of the bread, I don't know, a little piece fall off the bread, it could still be shalim as long as not more than 1/48 is missing. Both Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel and I believe it's also in the Piskei Tshuvos, bring down that 1/48 is still considered a shalim. Okay? That is in terms of what's the definition of a shalim. If it's missing less than that, especially in Leil Seder, when you have matzahs, all matzahs have a little piece missing. It's still considered shalim as long as more less than 1/48 is missing. Okay, where do they get the shear from? It's from a Gemara. Fine. So shalim is going to take precedence over here. Afilu pas kibar v'katan. The chatichas pass the kilo gedola. Even if the pieces are white bread versus whole wheat bread, we'll get the white bread and whole wheat bread. Let's just define pas kibar and pas naki right now. It's like that. Even if the pieces are white and bigger, nevertheless, the whole pas kibar, the whole wheat bread is going to take precedence because sholim trumps all those other things. Aval, as we said, sholim is the second greatest of the levels. The greatest of the level is Shiva Saminim. And even within Shiva Saminim, we have an order, Eretz Chita U'Saura, Chita Kal Mishmar Saura. Therefore, Avi Masholim Misa Orim Machatichos Me'achitim, if the Sholim is barley bread, and the pieces is wheat bread, Afilu Iketana, even though the Chita is Ketana, what you do is the following. Me'neach HaPrusa Tachas HaShlema, you put the Prusa with the Shlema together, U'Botzea Mishteam Yachad, and you're Botzea from both of them together. Now, you'll say, why are you doing that? Chita is more chashon than tzora, and that is correct. Really, Mikra Dedin, you should be making a bracha on the chita. On the chita, even though it's pieces, would be better to make the bracha on the wheat bread than the barley bread. as the Mechaber, as the Mishabro points out in Siv Katan Gimel. He says, third line in. Really make her to din, the piece of chita is better. Since there are great malus in the seller, that it's shalim also. And it's also shivas aminim. And you make the bracha on both of them. It's a machlokas in the tanaim over there in Maseches Brachos. And therefore, really, we paskin, you should make the bracha on the chita, even though it's pieces. But in order to be yotze, all the sheet does, we put them both together, and we make the bracha on both of them. That's what comes out over here, Alach Lemaisa. Comes the Truma Sedesh, and he points out a very important thing. Who likes barley bread? No one likes barley bread. Okay, generally, if you have it at the table, if you're eating barley bread because you have some health reasons, there's all other reasonable reasons, okay? Only time we have this whole din, it doesn't matter they're both on the table. If I only want one of the breads, whatever the bread is, I don't have a mchiv to be makdim the other one, even though it's more chashim. This is a general klal by Kadima in Brachos. We only have a klal of which one you should make the bracha on if you're planning on eating both of them. If you're not planning on eating both of them, you don't have a milo of Kadima and Brachos. That's the Roma over here. Vikoza kisharotza lecho mishtayam. All we're talking about over here is when you want to eat both of them. Avolim eina rotza lecho el echad. Me echad, you only are planning on eating one of them. Yitza alav, you should be able to say on that one, make the bracha on the one you want to eat. You don't have to worry about the other one, even though it's more chashiv, it's shivas aminim, even though it's more chavi, you like it better. Okay, for any reason I want the barley bread today. Even though the chita is more chashiv, and I like it better, since I'm only planning eating the barley bread, therefore I'm allowed to go out and botzei on the barley bread, and I'm not losing any milus over here. Okay, so that is the din over here. Okay, so once again, chita is more chashiv because of eretz chita u'sara. Chita comes in the pasuk before sara, wheat before barley. So therefore, chita is more chashiv. But nevertheless, since the saor over here is shalem, there are shitas that hold you should make a bracha on that, and therefore we end up being botzea together. Okay? The other shita, by the way, that 148th, it's a marsham. It's quoted in Sefer Vazos HaBracha, and one could rely on this. So I have the suffix. What about this? What if I'm planning on having... We see shalim is a big mile, it's a second mile. Okay? I am planning on having a bagel, a tuna, a bagel with cream cheese. Okay? Right now I have a shalim bagel, even though it's got the hole in the middle, that's how it's baked. It's considered shalim. Or for that matter, a baguette. You have a baguette, a baguette is shalim. Is it better for me to make the bracha on the whole baguette? Or should I cut it open, make my sandwich, and put the deli in there, and the mustard, and all the stuff on it, make, pack my sandwich very deliciously, and then make the bracha on that? Because on one side over here, we see the ma'alo shalim would be great. But over here, but the best way of eating it, the yummiest sandwich is going to be to pack the sandwich first and then make the bracha on the one you like better. So it's clear over here, and what comes out, and this is what Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl told me also, is the ma'alo of shalim is better than the ma'alo of what you like better. Okay? The ma'alo of shalim comes is precedence. Therefore, it's better to make the bracha on the shalim than to make your sandwich first. And, okay, you got the deli sandwiches Thursday afternoon. That would be the best thing to make the bracha on the shalim. However, two important things. Number one is that what's the getter of shalim? If I cut open the bagel, or I cut open the baguette, but it's still connected, I didn't really lose anything, maybe a couple crumbs fell off, is that still considered shalim? We have a raya from last simon that we saw in simon kuf samach zayin. We said in kuf samach zayin, so long as I can hold on to one side and the other side will not fall off, it's still considered shalim. And therefore, even if I would cut open my bagel, but I wouldn't cut it open all the way, or I cut open my baguette, but I wouldn't cut it open all the way where it's two halves though, if it still would be together, that's still considered shalim. So you get both of them in there. You get it that it's going to be a delicious sandwich, and you can get it that it's still going to be considered shalim, and you get the best of both worlds in that case. If it's not possible like this, then the chora, it's better to make the bracha on the shalim. I do tell the guys, though, you don't have to like go to a coffee bagel or and drive the lady crazy. You don't have to ask her to give you your bagel, make a motzi on, and then make start preparing your bagel. Let her prepare your bagel, be normal, okay, and then go ahead and make a motzi on the ready-made bagel already in that case. Okay? That is, as I said before, Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevenzahl adds in a couple of other miles. Look inside the Ramasal Hayulafana. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Levinemetz. Im yesh lo pashim nastah ba mitzvahs eruv tavshilin. If you have bread that you did a mitzvah with, you did the mitzvah of eruv tavshilin. O chatzeres, or eruv chatzeres, o eruv tchumin, which almost no one of you have ever done, or probably will never do, eruv chatzeres, or eruv tchumin, but many do a mitzvahs eruv tavshilin when Yatzav kozit Shabbos, he kodemis lebrach. Okay, that bread that was used for the eruv tavshilin, that trumps everything. Because it was used for a mitzvah, even if it's not shalim, even if it's not the most chasher bread. If you have leftover bread that you use from Suda Shabbos, near the ikodemis. Almost sounds like Hasidish over here. Okay, bread, leftover Shabbos, that infuses Kedusha over here, says Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinzal, that is also kodem. Vim olor yotar atria, but let's say, you like the fresh bread. You want the fresh bread. You don't want the leftovers. It's Monday afternoon. Okay? You want to make yourself a sandwich? I would much prefer a fresh baguette than the leftover challah from Shabbos. Okay? I'm also going to eat the leftover challah from Shabbos, but this one's better. If you like the fresh, and you're planning on eating both of them, then you get the eitzah like we just saw over here, then go ahead and be potzei on both of them. And then get this. Pass me Eretz Yisrael. Bread that was made from chita that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, nira da'atifas mipatz mi'chutzlaretz. It's better than bread that was made from products of chutzlaretz. That's leinim atzah shmura yivadai Eretz Yisrael. For sure, a lot of the chita is brought in from outside Eretz Yisrael of the bread that we eat. But matzah shmura, that's vadai grown here in Eretz Yisrael, because it's got to be shamur. Avot tzarechim mekodemes b'shar yamos v'shanu l'lechem acher. What about, is this going to be take precedence over lechem acher the rest of the night, the rest of the year? Holvi lechem oni. That is the day, matzah's lechem oni. It's not as good as bread. V'yeshovim de b'shar yamos v'shanu mevarchim la borim minimzonos. And they're shooting seekers like the stardom. They make borim minimzonos anyways on patzah. So it's unclear, he would say, to be makta matzah that was made here in Eretz Yisrael over bread, regular bread. Fine. Let's move on. Base. In base, shleimos v'merehecha. You have two shalim breads. They're both chita, or they're both saura, whatever it might be. Achas gedola v'achas k'tana, but one's bigger than the other one. So we say over here, there's no mila, except for big. The fourth mila we saw, the last mila one, that's what if you have nothing else, you go after the bigger one. So mevarech ala gedola, in this case, where everything else is equal, make the bracha on the bigger one. Then it says like this. In yesh la'adam shnei chatzai lechem. Let's say you have two half pieces of bread. Okay? The ain't no lechem shalom. You don't have any lechem shalom. So you could do yichabrim yachad be'etz o b'shum davar. You could take a toothpick and you could combine them together until it looks shalom. Shlo yeh nira v'dino g'din shalom. As long as it looks now like it's together, it'll have a din shlemus. I don't know, like the toothpick they put in the sub sandwiches, but they would do it to the point where, without the stuff in the middle, it'll look shalom again. Okay? And it'll be a din shalom. This will even work on Shabbos to mechabram. They'll go ahead and put mechabram them together. Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal over here, Dimar Masal Sholem, says, what about then, if you can mechabram the Ayde Eitz, what about sliced bread, but it's still in the bag? Okay, it's still in the bag, so it almost looks like a whole lechem. He says, over there, he brings down Rashevim Rashevim Zalman. He says, lechem, parasa, filu, betot, sakit, pasak, admarzal, de enu, kashalim. It doesn't really look shalim, and therefore we do not treat it as shalim. You take the bread out of the bag and make a bracha on that. Gimel. Shnei gluskos dvukos yachad shenef. Okay, you have two breads. A lot of times you put two baked things, you bake two things in the oven. If they get too close together, what happens? They bake together and they end up coming out like what two lachmanim, they're mamish combined together. That's what we're talking about. Shnei gluskos hadvukim yachad shenafu. They are stuck together after they're baked. V'nechtach mina achas. It happens to be, you already cut into one of them. You cut off half of one of them. So now you're left with one and a half on one side and half on this other side. Okay, we're dealing with the one and a half side now. Okay, v'nechta min achas v'ashini nishar shleima. The second one is shalim. It's shalim plus. It's shalim plus the piece that's left over there. Says over here, you want to make the bracha now on the shalim, which is the shalim plus this other piece. Says the mechaber, tov lahafrida chadicha atichaticha me'ashleima. You should first take off the chunk that is connected from the other piece. Kadesh tiyeh nira kishleima. Now it looks like a whole one instead of a whole plus another piece. When it looks at the other piece, it looks like it was bitten into. Okay, it might be bigger, but it doesn't look completely shalim, and therefore you should break off the piece that that was left over in order to make bracha on one shalom. And the Ramah points over here, when your botzea, the part you should cut from, the parts that were connected on that side of the leftover roll that you have, don't cut from the part that was used to be connected. Why? Shisham nearest kaprusa, because usually it's not completely shalim on that side, it looks like something was ripped off of it. And therefore, el yipsa makom ha-shalim, shepa, do it, botzea, from the opposite side, it looks completely shalim, that would be the best place to go ahead and rip off. Dalit. Pasa orinu pas kuspi. Now we have different types of bread. You have barley bread and you have spelt bread. Pasa orinu pas kuspi. Mivarech al shel saorin. Better make the bracha on the barley bread, even though spelt bread, according to most, is much better than barley bread. Nevertheless, barley, it's Eretz Chita u'saorah. It's written in the pasuk. Hashem Kain, there's no kusmin in Eretz Chita u'saorah. Mivarech al saorin. Kevin shumin shmin shiva. Because it is one of the shiva's meaning. Afal pisha kusmin yafin. Even though the spelt looks better, it tastes better. But we said the greatest ma'ilo is min shiva adif. Pas nekia u'pas kibar. If you have white bread and you have non-white bread, mevarech al nekia. Once again, we saw before, nekia is the third thing. Everything else is equal over here. Make the bracha al nekia. Vimshteim nekios, mizu levana yoter mizu. Both of them are white bread. But one is really white, and one is less white. Mevarech al levana yoter. You make the bracha on the one that is more white. Which leads to the question nowadays, what will we discuss, what will be the din of nowadays whole wheat bread and things like that? Does it have a din of paskibar or does not have a din of paskibar? And this is a machlokas in the poskim. If you look in the halacha brura on page Tuf Yud Gimel and other poskim, right? It's nowadays many people eat whole wheat bread and they sometimes even prefer it more than white bread, either for health reasons or some people even like to taste better nowadays. They hold that pas kibar. It does not have a din of pas kibar anymore. It would have, in this case, even more chashivas in the white bread. If you like it even better, it could even have more chashivas. And the other side, Moreno Rabin Rav Nevensal holds that the end of the day, it's darker, it's not as clean, and therefore whole wheat bread has a din of pas kibar. Also nowadays, and therefore, if you're planning any both, you only have planning any the whole wheat bread, once again, you have no reason to be makdim the white bread. But if you're going to have the both of them, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal would hold to make the bracha on the white bread and not the whole wheat bread. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Siv katan kaf aleph. What about the other minimum bread? Siv katan kaf aleph. No, not kaf aleph. Sorry. Siv katan yud gimel. Siv katan yud gimel. Says like this. Second line in. Ule'inin kusbin vishipun. So we discuss spelt barley and wheat. But there are other two, it's still two types of bread. We have rye bread, and that's shipun. Leinin kusmin v'shipun. What comes first? Spelt rye. Dishneim, enum of furashim brakar. Both of them are not mentioned in the pasuk. Kusmin adif. Spelt is better. Do min chitim, because it is a type of wheat. Even though it is not wheat, it's similar to wheat, and therefore, it gets it. V'shipun v'shibulat shol. The last one that we have, shibulat shol, is oat bread. Okay, if you have rye and oat bread, then what's then? Dishneim means sorim. Both are types of barley, they come from the barley family. Shipun odef, rye is better. Shu chaviv tvei. Therefore, what comes out of this, if you have different types of breads, they're made of different things. It goes wheat, then barley, then spelt, then rye, and then oats. Okay, that's the order of which breads come before which, in order to make the bracha on the right ones. Once again, we'll just end off with the klal we started with, from Sivkot and Tezvav, v'zah klal misifim elu, malas shiva saminim kodun lakol, V'achar of malas ha-sholein, v'achar of malas ha-noki, v'achar of malas ha-gadol. We've now seen it all inside from the mechaber himself. That is the klal gadol in order to mekayim our din of hider mitzvah. Ad kan for today.